Hello, I'm Cyrus D'Souza from Nebraska. I'm an endocrinologist. And today we're going to discuss three new class of drugs and the clinical usefulness of these drugs and where they should be avoided in certain subsets of patients. So we will begin with the GLP-1 agonists. They have been around for a while, and a lot of new drugs are now on the market. They are divided into short-acting and long-acting GLP-1 agonists. It is useful to know that short-acting GLP-1 agonists, such as lixisenatide, have more pronounced effects on postprandial blood sugar. So for your patients with postprandial blood sugar problems, that might be the ideal medication to go with. While longer-acting once weekly or once daily, like liraglutide, would be effective both in the fasting as well as in the postprandial state. So, patients who have both problems, that would be a great medication to go with. It is the other advantages of GLP-1 agonists have recently been shown in some clinical trials. Addition of these drugs with basal insulin has been shown to be very effective in controlling in glycemic control. They have been shown to be cause less hypoglycemia and less weight gain in comparison to other combinations. So that is one area where it can be usefully used. In other areas, some of these drugs have been found to be cardiovascularly beneficial. For example, in the LEADER study, the liraglutide was shown to decrease mortality, and in the SUSTAIN study, semaglutide was shown to reduce mortality. So some of these drugs could be used in patients who have a high cardiovascular risk in your diabetes population. For example, if they've had heart attacks or strokes or had cardiac events before. Moving on to another new class of drugs called DPP-4s. They are also part of the incretin system, and they have a very safe side effect profile. The usefulness for this drug is that they don't cause that much hypoglycemia, and they're oral medications. Okay, they're very useful for patients which need a modest amount of A1C lowering, and in older patients who are afraid of hypoglycemia. Now, for the incretin drugs, the downsides and things you should be aware of is that the gastrointestinal side effects are very common, especially in GLP-1 agonists. But this can be avoided by a very slow titration of the drug over time, and that helps a lot. And most patients are able to overcome these symptoms in a short period. But patients who have severe or moderate gastroparesis, these drugs could be avoided. Patients who've had medullary cancer in their family, these drugs also are advised to be avoided. They should be caution used for patients who've had gallstones or pancreatitis in the past with these drugs. Moving on to the SGLT2 inhibitors, this is a new class of drugs. They excrete glucose in the kidneys. They're very useful in terms of lowering blood sugar, which is non-insulin dependent, and they also lower blood pressure. An advantage of them is that they decrease your weight in addition. But the problems with them have been found that in certain people, such as with renal impairment, they're not very effective. For example, lower GFR, lower than 45. And they also have other side effects, for example, fragility fractures in older patients. And so maybe you would not want to give them to your older patients. They also cause hypotension in many patients, perhaps due to dehydration because they act like diuretics, and therefore it should be used again in caution in older patients and patients with renal problems. In conclusion, in this time, in the treatment of diabetes, when we have so many medications coming out very rapidly, it is a little much to able to gather all the information in terms of side effects and benefit profiles for all these drugs, but it is very important to be able to understand them in order to prescribe them to the correct patient population. I hope you have found this session beneficial to you, and I thank you very much for joining me today.